Made through 1C, now let's talk about confidence and how it impacts your team. Well, hello and welcome back. We're now in that third segment to where we talk about your team. And we're talking about that sea of confidence in your team. Now, I've been in many organizations that have built up people's confidence, but also kind of chipped away at it. But it's also the people on the teams that help bring that back. It's the people that help drive that confidence forward. Each team member that I've worked with has helped build confidence not only in themselves, but their team members and myself as a leader. And when I think about those opportunities, I'm happy that I've worked with some great individuals because that confidence that I can tell the story, that I can lead them to some great measures, I can lead them to some great outcomes, I'm very thankful for that because without that confidence, I don't think I could have done everything that I've done in my career. And so this week's story is about the confidence that was built when I was at HealthSpring. And I kind of hinted that along the way from we went to organization to leader and now to team. And I can share that at HealthSpring, my team started out small. It was just me. And for me as a team, we looked at data. And we looked at data for how things were as an organization. And when I started, it was just that our Living Well Health Center and that data story had to be told to where we were making a difference in people's lives that were on Medicare and Medicaid. And for those individuals, the average doctor's visit was 6 minutes. We wanted to turn it into 20. And so what we had to do was show the data that said this was a better experience for people that were on medications. Maybe they had 10 or 11 of the medications. 6 minutes is not long enough. How can we do that to where we can improve care for those individuals so that they can make a difference in their lives, but also make a difference in the quality of care that they received later in life? So we had to show all of that data. And as I started out, I had to help tell some of that story with the data that we had. Remember, last week's story is about a leader having confidence in me to understand data. As I was in HealthSpring, it was on delivering on that data. Now, as we showed that, we opened up one Living Well Health Center. We showed the growth and progress there. We then opened up two and three. As we opened up more, it also gave me the confidence to say, hey, we can do this better, we can do this faster, and the money that we make as an organization can go back into the care, but also make money for the organization. The key for us was really on some of those measures, not only financially, but the confidence in the team to deliver that level of care, even though we're taking longer with each of the patients. Remember, I said that our team was only a team of one. Within a few months, we realized that we needed a team of trainers. That team of trainers then added on to my team, again, that team of one, because we had to train on the systems in order to improve the measures. So that team of one then became a team of two, then became a team of three, and we took out training. Not only measurement, we took on training. And that training then turned into, okay, what can we do globally at HealthSpring so that the confidence continued to build? Remember, every week that we've talked about confidence, it's a build process. So with that confidence, we've had confidence, and my leaders show confidence in me so that we can continue to build a team and a few teams to talk about data and to talk about training. And so they kept on showing that they had confidence in me as an individual so that we can continue to grow. And then we started to take on other things outside of Living Well, outside of the health centers. So we started to take on a whole health plan so that we can look at predictive measures across the organization so we can avoid some of those problems. Because if you look at any data, you can see some of the trending. And that trending tells you how you can get from one step to the next. That confidence was in me as a leader, but it was also in the team. Every team member we hired had strengths and weaknesses. And so to help build their confidence, the goal for me was to have them all work together. The data had to align to the outcome that we were delivering in training. Training had to align to improving the data that we were measuring. And so when we looked at opportunities, we looked at other areas to measure, we looked at other training to deliver, we also said, how can we do this more efficiently? We introduced a new learning management system. in the past, we had individuals on the team that would keep spreadsheets. We had individuals in each market that would keep spreadsheets of training and data. And they had a very small, simple LMS. We brought in a new one. And we helped build the confidence that the people on the team, some new to the world of learning, some new to the world of data, we helped build confidence in them that they could do it. We started out small. We started out with some of our compliance training. We put that in the learning management system. And then we continued to grow to add more and more content so that it made sense and it connected with the organization. As we bought another company, that Bravo Health that I talked about the last couple of weeks, we then had a solid learning management system to when we bought that organization, our learning management system was the one that stayed, the one that the other company had. It was a good program, but it wasn't as consistent or as succinct as ours. So we had the confidence of the leaders to say, let's use ours. And then we had the confidence to say, how can we train these other teams? Now that confidence grew to where other people were asking to join our team. And I share with you that story about Steven last week, where he paid me the biggest compliment of, I have confidence in you as a leader and I want to be a part of your team. We saw that over and over again. But it wasn't just me that was sending the message. It was other people on the team to say, look at the fun stuff that we're doing. It wasn't about crossing that line into hubris. It was about the confidence that they had in their leader to support them. It was about the confidence they had to deliver on the training. It was about the confidence they had to improve the measures of the organization. We spent so much time in building that to where we would go to each of the locations, listen to what the leaders had to tell us, and then deliver on those expectations. The team did that with my support and my leader's support. And that was key for them, because if they didn't have that support, they would have pulled back. And anytime that they didn't think that they had it, they would ask. They would ask me questions about, well, hey, I don't know where this is going. I don't have confidence in the organization. What am I missing? But they weren't discouraged. What they ask is, what am I missing? And that's the key to helping build that confidence, not only from the individual side, but from the organization side, so that the team provides the catalyst for growth. The team continues to grow. So that team of one now became a team of more than one, and across many states. HealthSpring and Bravo were in different parts of the country. HealthSpring was more in the south of the United States, southeast a little bit, Tennessee, Texas, Alabama. And Bravo was in the northeast, in Baltimore, in Pennsylvania. So when we think about the growth that we had as a team, it was based off of the individuals that were a part of it. And that team really brought strengths and supported each other. And it didn't matter where they lived or where they resided. They worked together to build that confidence to deliver not only expectations for me as the leader, but as the organization as far as what else we needed to check off. The great thing is that we also had confidence to when CMS or any other auditing body would come in, we had confidence that we can help pass those audits. We had records in the learning management system that I mentioned earlier. We had the data to show that our measures, our actions and measures were making a difference. And then we helped to help others tell that story to where even if we weren't in the room, we had others telling a similar or the same story. Remember when I mentioned that we went out to other parts of the organization and met with people and listened to what they had to say? That was key, because what that said is that we were in tune to their business. That brought more business and more confidence in our team to deliver on new learning assignments, on new measures. And they asked us for advice on areas to improve. We were their partner. And that partner ability builds confidence in your team, but also builds confidence for the organization to make improvements. So here are things, and ask yourself, how do you connect? How are you connecting with your partners to help build confidence for your team? Now, are you sending your team out to whether it's virtually now or in other aspects? Are you sending them to connect with your partners? Ask your partners and the leaders that are associated with those teams, ask them if you're doing that. Ask them how you can do more of that. That will build confidence in your team, but also build confidence with your team so that your team members know that you have allies and you have partners in this progress in your organization, and you're not just doing this alone and you're not standing on an island, by connecting with those others. You help build the confidence of your team members individually and as a whole. Also ask how they're going to measure your success and your partnerships so that that confidence can grow in your area and not just you as a person, so that that confidence goes beyond where you wanted to show results and goes to how you can help them deliver on their expectations and grow the confidence in their teams. So I'll leave you with that, and also ask you along your journey, where have your teams lacked in confidence? What was your role in helping rebuild or reform that? Have you thought about just giving up at some point because you lack the confidence and you lack the growth? Ask yourself those questions, because at some point you're going to have to turn it around. You're going to have to reestablish that confidence level so that your team knows that there's a growth point. Your team relies on other individuals to grow. And at times it may only feel like it's just your team that has the confidence in what they can do, but the stories you can tell with the data, with your partner's help, that's when you build confidence back with the individuals. So thank you again. I look forward to our conversations next week. Send in those questions, and we'll talk more about confidence in your organization. Have a great day.